Hey, hello, good morning, good day, good evening. Welcome, great friends of the World Kli, to this morning's lesson. Together, let us enter with one intention, this one man with one heart. Today's preparation by Africa is a small recap of the wonderful Congress we had just 1 week ago, friends. To add on top of it, let's do a similar action here in this preparation this morning. After these great friends' impressions of the Congress by the friends for the friends, these morning lesson preparation, friends, are essential for us to set the spirit of our daily dose of this reforming light. Over to you, Manoj.
Yeah, thank you, Johnny. Exactly like Johnny said, you know, this is the African Kalim, English and French speaking Africa, has really been riding the wave of the success of the Congress. And we've all actively participated in the preparation of it, either being on the content team or the preparation teams, or even making the videos, which was a wonderful experience for the World Kli. And, we've all been learning so much from the new format that our hosts gave us. They really helped us break down the excerpts to even understand how to raise the questions coming from the 10 to help us advance. And all of this format that we went through with the Congress really gave us a boost in connection between the friends. And this is exactly what Rav was pushing us to do for so much time. It's really to get together. It's really to understand what we are doing here, how to build connection between us, and it was a complete success. And today, our African Kalim is really is coming together. And I just want to pass it on to Zohar so he can give us some more insight into how we can keep developing that connection between us. Zohar?
Every day we wake up and we have the privilege of being next to friends, next to the books, next to the Rav, in a morning lesson, in a congress, in a meeting with our tens, is a blessing, is something that fills us with gratitude. And the biggest gratitude is that we have an opportunity to make this effort between us, to work on love of friends, to work on connection between us in order to bring the Creator between us. And we were blessed to be able to work together with our friends from Africa and from all around the world this week, and be able to, like Manoj said, have a Congress by the friends for the friends. And, you know, so many great friends participated in this and made it like that because we're, you know, we have each other's back. We are in Arvut. And, my dear friend, Bensi, who's in Arvut with us just over there, probably finish here and prepare us for the lesson. Bensi.
Yes, friends, this was really a big achievement of our connection. At this conference, we felt that something had happened between us, and that was the connection. This was the first time we made the Creator. We made Him to be among us. We managed, to some extent, to be a support for the light. We came to know that Rav's formula and Rabash formula and Baal HaSulam, only the friends, works. Thanks to Rav, who insisted that we shall do it. And we first together with Rav in this success. And we want to continue in this route. So in every lesson, all our study will be devoted to our connection and to the greatness of the friends, that only by this the Creator can come to be among us. So thank you for all the friends. Thank you for Rav, for all the Kabbalists who insist that we should do the Creator among us. Thank you.
כותב לנו הרבש. כל אחד צריך להשתדל.
Rabash writes, each one should try to bring into the society a spirit of life and hopefulness and infuse energy into the society. Thus, each of the friends will be able to tell himself, now I'm starting a clean slate in the work. In other words, before he came to the society, he was disappointed with the progress in the work of the Creator. But now, the society has filled him with life and hopefulness. Thus, through society, he obtained the confidence and strength to overcome, because now he feels that he can achieve wholeness. And all his thoughts that he was facing a high mountain that could not be conquered, and that these were truly formidable obstructions, now he feels that they are nothing. And he received it all from the power of the society, because each and every one tried to instill a spirit of encouragement and the presence of a new atmosphere in the society. Now, friends, as in the Congress, we will have an active workshop and we will introduce two questions, and the world kli will choose what question we're going to answer in the workshop. So the first one is, how can we bring a spirit of life every moment and hopefulness and infuse energy into the society? Again, how can we use every moment to bring the society a spirit of life, hopefulness, and infuse energy into the society? Second question, how can the society always help us advance in the work of the Creator? Again, the second question, how can the society help us always advance in the work of the Creator? Let's choose.
Okay, אז אנחנו נלך עם השאלה השנייה. איך החברה?
Okay, so we're going with the second question. How can the society help us to always advance in the work of the Creator? This is the workshop question. How can the society help us always advance in the work of the Creator? Please.
If each time I annul myself towards the society, then each time I can receive forces and help from it.
In general, clearly, without a society, it's impossible to advance in working for the Creator. A person is very limited in himself, limited in his will to receive, and only thanks to the environment and through envy, lust, and honor, one can exit one's vessels and have any kind of tendency to advance.
I would
even say that in the first stages you are taking powers from the society, but somewhere along the way, the society becomes more important. And that's the main fuel to even go there, because they depend on you. There's a mutual guarantee, there's an obligation. That's truly advancing us on the path.
I wanted to change the word how to only. Only in the society we can advance, because there's no other way to advance to the Creator if not between us. The place to work, the place to invest in, the friends, the avrut between us, the prayer of many. Our whole work is inside the tent. It's either connection or death. That's it.
A society is like a womb that develops a baby, and that seemingly develops together alongside the baby, and when the baby begins to walk, you see that the society begins to move away, to let the Creator, give Creator an opportunity to get to it, to hold on to it, and to learn together with it, to develop together with it.
The actual implementation of what we learn is between us. The connection between us, between each friend, between the friend and the ten. Without that, we're studying theory, if it's even in the right direction. It's the only form we can do and check and actually follow and realize what we learn in a precise way and see and get results and see new discernments from which we learn more. The whole work is between us.
We can also envy the society. May we envy the society.
Society gives us an opportunity to realize everything we learn, to nullify ourselves, to give the greatness of the friends to the greatness of the goal to the friends, absorb it from them. Without society, there's no work of the Creator.
And when you're talking about the work of the Creator, there are many confusions and illusions that you are adhere to him and you're working, but the society is the best way to check it, how much you advanced. And that's why you have a society. Society also turns you back towards the sources, the reforming light, and the lesson. And that's where that's the force that's working to advance us to the Creator.
Yeah, the group is the only place of working towards the Creator. To see where are you towards the Creator. It's the only place.
In addition to everything you've said, the work of the Creator is added to it, because we just have to remind one another to look at it.
There's also what's written here, that how can the society help us always advance in the work of the Creator? Because of course the society can help us, but always that depends on the person and his desire to advance towards society, to lower your head and see the friends as great, and then we can really absorb fuel to advance always, because in the society there's always strength.
Question for a silent workshop. How does one connect to the confidence and strength of the society? How does one connect to the confidence and strength of the society?
Let's pray together, friends. Dear Creator, thank you for these awesome friends. Help us feel their sorrow or happiness so we can bring you their plea or gratitude. Thank you for bringing us together to fulfill your will. Help us all to always speak of and feel the love of friends and the special connection that exists in our society. Grant us the strength and the confidence to continue building this great society even greater. Reveal each friend's role, and through our connection, and help us fulfill our purpose for humanity. Give us the correct inner work each moment for us to exert accurately and bring you contentment. Amen.
Beloved Creator, thank you for these awesome friends. Help us feel their sorrow or happiness so that we can bring you their plea or gratitude. Thank you for bringing us together to fulfill your will. Help us to always speak and feel the love of friends and the special connection that exists in our society. Grant us the strength and confidence to continue building this great society even greater. Reveal each friend's role and through our connection, and help us fulfill our purpose for humanity. Give us the correct inner work each moment for us to exert accurately and bring you contentment.
Amen.
Amen.